The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene. How are you?
Guys, I'm good at you, and it looks like it's good news for Naama Izaghar. She will be released from prison. It's a developing story, but breaking within the last half an hour. Naama Izaghar will be released. Putin's doing it as a goodwill gesture to the Prime Minister, but hopefully this ends the saga.
I hope that doesn't put future Israeli travelers who travel to places such as Turkey in jeopardy, knowing that Israel is prepared to give tax breaks and properties to people who imprison Israelis.
Well, this is a whole other discussion, but what has gotten attention in Israel is, did the punishment fit the crime? And the majority of people were saying, you know, what she did was wrong. You don't travel with, I think it's about 9 grams of doobie, if you don't want to get caught, especially to places like Russia. But did she need to be sentenced to 2.5 years and almost be imprisoned in Siberia?
Okay, let's move on to the most important story, probably of the past few years, Rolene, the Trump peace plan that was unveiled last night.
Well, let's just say we've been waiting for the last couple of years. We've been speculating. We've even been joking about it. But last night, very, very historic moment. In fact, Prime Minister Netanyahu compared it to the Declaration of Independence for the State of Israel. He made the comparison between him and Trump to Ben Gurion and Truman. Quite a historical moment when President Trump revealed his much anticipated peace plan at the White House with Prime Minister Netanyahu by his side. And I've spent a large part of today going through in great detail the plan, and it is very, very rational. It is very, very balanced. However, we do have a major obstacle. Can you guess what it is?
No clue.
So many.
Yeah, there's many. How do we even categorize and subcategorize? No clue.
It is a plan that I do have to say, very interestingly, has been received quite positively by the Arab world, including Qatar, who have expressed that they are cautiously optimistic. I think they join Israelis in being cautiously optimistic because we have been down this road before. But President Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, who is recognized as the legitimate leader, the legitimate negotiating party on behalf of the Palestinians, said no, 1,000 times no. So let's look at some of the key points in this peace plan. One of the big points, and President Trump kicked off right with this, was the status of Jerusalem. He said that Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel undivided, and he reminded people that on the 6th of December 2017, he made that announcement, therefore taking it off the table. But he also said, in a future Palestinian state, and he was quite emphatic about two states, he said the capital of that will be East Jerusalem. In the plan, it's referred to as Al-Quds, and these will be neighborhoods beyond the Green Line. These will form the neighborhoods, or this will form the basis of a capital for a Palestinian state. And then he went on, and the language in his speech, in Netanyahu's speech, was very, very key. He said that Israelis would have sovereignty over certain settlements. He used the term Judea and Samaria. Very, very key, because most people refer to it as the West Bank. However, on Israel's side, he has said a 4-year settlement freeze, please. What is also interesting is that he spoke about applying Israeli sovereignty to areas like the Jordan Valley. And last night, just after these announcements were made, there was news that the Knesset would meet on Sunday to discuss possible annexation. They will not be meeting on Sunday. They will possibly be meeting on Tuesday, but we've had Naftali Bennett already saying, let's talk annexation. Now he wants a committee to discuss that. Also included in the the plan is no right of return for Palestinian refugees, and refugees to be dealt with, as we've discussed previously, perhaps through the UN High Commission on Refugees. Another big issue is Gaza. What will happen to Gaza? Gaza has to become a demilitarized zone, and the Trump peace plan says no pay for stay, no incitement of hatred, and no recognizing or no Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They are terror groups. Of course, over the many, many years of trying to put a Trump or to put a peace plan together, there has been the issue of land contiguity. How do we connect Gaza to the West Bank, and plans for this involve a tunnel? No comments, please, regarding tunnels as well as bridges and road routes. And Israel will remain controlling the seaport. But the plan has been endorsed and accepted by countries like Egypt, like the UAE, like Oman, and very interestingly, Qatar, who hasn't roundly endorsed it, are countries like Yemen, Iran, Turkey, the Palestinians themselves are to be expected. Russia is not giving an opinion on the Trump peace plan just yet, but received in Israel with a lot of cautious optimism. Some people saying, you know, at last we have a road towards peace, albeit a very long one. Others saying, well, we've been down this road before, don't get too excited. But the Palestinians now have 4 years to assess the plan, to look at the plan, to start putting the processes in place to build some kind of infrastructure for a country. But they've also been warned that, you know, don't miss this opportunity. This could be the last time or last opportunity you have for a Palestinian state. But no sooner had we heard about the Trump peace plan, we saw riots breaking out in parts of East Jerusalem, Jordan, the West Bank, the Gaza Strip. And today schools were closed in Gaza to encourage children to participate in the protests and riots across the Strip.
Rolene, I mean, this really raises so many questions. I mean, for a long time, we've spoken about how it won't suit the Palestinian leadership, right, to have a state, because the amount of money that it generates from the rest of the world is massive. Right? You remember talking about this. This has been an ongoing conversation. Has anybody actually gone to the Palestinians on the ground and said, what do you think?
Well, last night in his announcement, and it is a very good point, President Trump was very clear to say that, you know, they won't have to be the recipients of aid and charity. And he used the word charity.
But their money doesn't even go to the people. It goes to private jets and private bank accounts.
Well, this we know, and President Trump spoke about that as well. He said that the leaders enjoy basically the life of Riley. They enjoy a very good life, but who really suffers is the Palestinian people. And what we do see now with the Arab world, which is very, very interesting, is not just the warming of ties or overtures towards the state of Israel, but I think they are going to get extremely frustrated with the lack of will on the part of the Palestinian leadership to move towards something more positive. As President Trump said last night, you can't stay in 1947, and this is what they are doing. The patience of the world is wearing thin. The funding of the world will wear thin, and again reiterated by President Trump last night that many of the global community countries are standing by to help financially. They're standing by to help with building. Yeah. To help with opening seaports and these kind of issues. And that if the Palestinian leadership does not take a step forward, they have rejected this plan before even looking at it, they are doing the greatest disservice, not just to the region, but especially to their citizens.
Yeah. You know what? When I think back to the transition that South Africa has come through and how we changed societies right after, you know, when South Africa became a democracy, we had something called CODESA. And CODESA was held, were you in the country at that time?
No, sorry? I wasn't.
So CODESA was actually held out in Midrand. It was at Gallagher State or something like that. And, there were a number of attempts to disturb it. I remember, and I can't remember the day, but it was a far right organization who had actually driven through the glass doors of the hall, to try and disturb it. You know, you've got these factions who are doing that, but eventually, like, at some point, we were very blessed because we had leadership who stood up and, you know, under the leadership of Nelson Mandela, who was really one of a kind, you know, that was where the peace came in. He was able to calm everybody down. And I just hope, firstly, I hold out hope for the Palestinians, but I hope that they can find such a leader who can actually see that this is a people who need a future. Rolene Marks, last comment.
Well, that's the hope that we always have, but, you know, news coming in, we do have endorsements from, of course, Israel, the USA, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, the UK, Austria, Australia, and India. You know, the world is starting to speak, and the world is starting to lose patience, and, you know, it's time. It's time to move into 2020 and beyond.
100%. That is where we leave it today. Rolene Marks, thank you so much.